guess, a particular piece of music for a particular film opening up this weekend. Our Blue Jean movie critic, Chris Bellini, is here. Good morning, Chris.
Morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you. Everybody's moving and grooving to the hustle this morning. How's the movie is the question.
Well, you know, I don't know if you've heard about this, and I know I'm sure you heard about the movie that it's a remake of, The Hustle. Any feelings about that?
You mean
on?
The movie The Hustle with Paul Newman? No.
Well, actually, The Hustle is a new movie, but it was a remake of Dirty Rotten Scoundrels with Steve Martin and Michael Caine.
Oh, well,
that's become a classic in itself.
Yeah, that says a lot. Now I know what you're talking about. Okay, yeah.
Well, you know, the guys mixed it up this time. They decided to cast Anne Hathaway and Rebel Wilson in the leads, and Rebel Wilson's going to be Penny Rush. She's going to be the rough around the edges small-time con artist. And she's going to decide to travel to a seaside town in the south of France. She's going to try to make some big money there. And that's where she's going to run into Josephine Chesterfield, played by Anne Hathaway, who, of course, is the more sophisticated high-class scammer. Well, you know, they're going to develop a little bit of a rivalry that's going to give a new meaning to the catchphrase, this town isn't big enough for the both of us. So they're going to make a bet. Whoever can con $500,000 out of this naive tech billionaire,
Yeah. They're
going to win. Whoever loses, of course, has to go home, never to return. As you'll hear in this clip, though, Penny Russ, she's going to try to pick up a few new tricks.
Why are women better suited to the con than men?
Because we're used to faking it.
It comes down to one universal truth. No man will ever believe a woman is smarter than he is. We will always be underestimated, and that is what we use.
So this means you're going to teach me, aren't you?
I'm teaching you now.
Yes! Wait, what was that last part? I couldn't hear you were talking into the ocean.
I couldn't hear you were talking into the ocean.
I know. Rebel Wilson, she wasn't paying attention exactly. So like I said, it is a remake of Dirty Round Scoundrels. I like that movie. I didn't love it, but, you know, I am a fan of con films. So I was real excited to see that they were going to try to mix this up and recast the leads. Got to tell you, though, after watching the film, I think changing the leads was the only thing that they mixed up. The story and the
twist
are almost identical to the original. So I really felt like there wasn't anything new to keep you really excited or engaged in the film. I mean, when you're doing a con film, it's all about that mystery and the twist and the surprise.
Yes.
And this one felt so close to the first one, it was almost like, I know where this is going. Give me something new.
Yeah.
Of course, even some of the jokes and the setups and some of the punchlines I felt like came from the original. I don't know if you remember Steve Martin's whole gimmick as Rupert.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, they kind of did the same thing over and over. They changed the character, of course, a little bit, but it was the same kind of thing. So it really wasn't fresh for me, and that was disappointing. Now, Rebel Wilson, I don't know how you feel about her. I like her, but she does have the tendency to play the same character, deliver the lines in the same way, especially
yes.
to your last film.
Yes.
It's sort of the same as usual, and that's disappointing because it gets repetitive, and that kind of slows the film down, and you never want to do that in a comedy, right?
No, you don't. And what about the chemistry between the two?
You know, they had some chemistry there. And, of course, you know, Anne Hathaway, they're playing two different people. But I almost felt like it was that situational chemistry where you know the characters they're playing, so you kind of already expect that they're going to have this dynamic. I don't think it was anything off the cuff where you're like, man, these two guys work so well together, I can't wait to see part two. Of course, if it makes a lot of money, we'll see part two.
Yeah.
But to me, and I don't know, I think people are going to enjoy this film. But for me, I thought those laughs, there weren't enough of them. There's too far in between. I had a few chuckles, but, you know, if you got to wait too long for them,
Yeah. That's
a little disappointing.
All
and
right.
so, like, for me, I really thought, you know, when you're going to remake a movie, mix it up, make it fresh, didn't do it for me. So I'm going to say, you know, for people that know what you're getting into, enjoy it. But everyone else, you may want to wait for streaming at some point.
Yeah, and speaking of streaming, Chris, I'm really looking forward to sitting down this weekend with my Netflix on watching Wine Country and seeing how many locations we can recognize from Napa.
Well, I don't know. I know they came up and did some here, but I hope it's not one of those movies where they did a few exterior location shots and then everything else is shot somewhere that's
Probably no, I think they filmed in Napa, but the question
thing,
is it just going to be, you know, kind of a raunchy girls' trip movie, or will it be something more? We hope.
I think there's going to be a little more depth to it, I would imagine. Of course, anyone who hasn't seen it, Wine Country is about, I think, six 45, 50-year-old women who decide to go away to the wine country, trying to work through their issues and work on their dynamics and relationships. So hopefully the emotional core is going to be there, and I'm excited because now we can both watch it.
Yeah.
And we That's can right. both swap notes.
Yes, absolutely. I think a lot of people around here will be watching Wine Country on Netflix this weekend.
We'll talk. I got a feeling this is one of those movies, if you don't do it exactly right, it's going to drag a bit. But let's see what Amy Poehler can pull out of her bag of tricks.
Yeah, I want to know how many, and I think I'm going to count them when I start watching the movie, how many snooty wine snob remarks are made during the course of this movie. Because
Well, that could make it funny. You know,
could make it funny, or
if they turn it on the inside, or it gets you upset.
Yeah, we'll see what the reaction is to it, but I'm definitely going to watch that this weekend, and hopefully
I'll tell you one thing,
it's something to watch.
If you want to put something else on your radar that I just stumbled across, it's a documentary based on a true story. And when I tell you the title, you may be a little bit surprised that it's a true story. It's called The Legend of Cocaine Island.
Cocaine Island.
Yes. How is that for a thing? And I'll just tell you really quick. True story about a guy who was a big construction guy. Then the big crash came. He was really struggling. He moved to another community where he met sort of like an old-time bohemian guy who had talked about, I think it was Puerto Rico, finding 70 pounds of cocaine that wash along the shore. Well, of course, paranoid, he buries the cocaine somewhere on his property. And, of course, this myth and this legend, this guy gets this idea like, hey, let's go on the greatest treasure hunt ever and see if we can find this cocaine and sell it. That's all I'll tell you about it.
Okay.
But, aside from a little bit of a slow start, once it starts unfolding, you're like, I can't believe this really happened. Of course, at the end, they go back and they show you some of the real footage, and you see, and so it's interesting.
Definitely. Is that on Netflix too, Chris?
It is on Netflix.
Okay.
It is on Netflix.
Okay, well, we know what we're going to be doing over the weekend, and thanks for the report this morning. Have a great weekend to you and yours.
You too. Take care.
That is Chris Bellini, our Blue Jean movie critic. Not so good for the movie The Hustle coming out, but hopefully we'll see a thumbs up for Wine Country. Everybody will have their opinion about that.